I'm speaking with Brian Jennings, Executive Vice President of the American Coalition for Ethanol. And Brian, coming up here in just a couple of weeks, we have the ACE flying into Washington, D.C. So tell us a little bit about that event and what you're planning on doing this year.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity. It's the 24th and 25th of March, a little later this year, just based on the congressional calendar. And we're really going to be focusing on some new members of Congress, in educating them on the RFS and E15 in particular. You know, there were over 70 new members of Congress elected in the midterm elections, covering both the House and the Senate. And when you look at the current members of Congress, just 2 in 5 were in office when RFS2 was enacted back in 2007. So by far the majority of Congress was not familiar with and was not in office when the RFS was enacted. And so we've got a lot of groundwork to do. You heard a lot of speakers at this conference forecast that the RFS is likely safe in Congress. And I tend to agree with that, but it's not safe just because we want it to be so or we say it's so. We have to not take anything for granted, and we need to be visiting with key legislative leaders. We know those who would like to so-called reform or repeal the RFS are doing the same.
So the great thing about the fly-in is it's not just you or your lobbyists going around. I mean, it's that you have actual ethanol producers from all over the country that come in. I was at the event last year and was really impressed by the people that go around, and they meet one-on-one with a lot of the legislators, but a lot of times just the staff.
They absolutely do. And as someone who was a staffer myself for a number of years on the Hill, and you've heard me say this to the people that attend our fly-in, Cindy, it's their personal stories and their authenticity and the experience that they bring to the table that really matters. Lobbyists serve incredibly important duties, and there are certain times when only a lobbyist can get a certain job done. But when it comes to displaying, conveying why something like the RFS is so important, you got to get people from a variety of walks of life to demonstrate a breadth and depth of support for our product. And, you know, those personal stories are the things that members of Congress and their staff people remember long after the fly-in. And so we do stress telling their story. We have students again this year. We've got some retailers coming again this year. And as you said, a lot of ethanol producers and farmers. And so we'll have good diversity again at this fly-in.
Well, really, this is it exemplifies what ACE is, and that's the grassroots of this industry.
That's exactly right. We need to walk the walk, and we are about power by people and about grassroots advocacy, and that's the role we play in this industry, and we need to do that and do that well. And it's tremendously gratifying to see people who, on their first fly-in, were nervous and didn't quite know whether they should have been getting themselves into this or not. And now 7 years later, these folks come back year after year after year, and this is one thing they're really excited about doing because they've developed relationships with some of these members of Congress and their staff people, and they've developed confidence to tell their story and tell it well. And that's really the best part of it.
About how many people do you get at the fly-in?
Last year we had a big one. We had just over 80 people. Today we have about 40 signed up, and we have a month to go. I don't know if we'll get to 80 again, but I'm guessing we're going to be easily in that 50 to 60, maybe a few more than 60 people. And, you know, that enables us to divide folks up into teams and to cover significant territory up on Capitol Hill. Last year we had well over 200 meetings with members of Congress. We may not get that many plugged in this year based on attendance, but for sure more than 100 meetings with members of Congress, both sides of the aisle, both houses. We work these people pretty hard, tell them to wear comfortable shoes, not worry about wearing fancy shoes, wear comfortable shoes and be ready to tell your story.
Well, here at the National Ethanol Conference, it's great to see you here, to be able to, to see how you work together with this organization. But what are some of the things that you heard at this conference that you feel like you want to bring to your members to tell them, particularly at the fly-in?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think a lot of the discussion about the renewable fuel standard will pertain obviously, to the conversations we have with people at the fly-in about the rulemaking. We're hoping to get someone from EPA and the White House to visit with us during the fly-in to give us a status report. I don't know what sort of a, you know, Chris Grundler is a tremendously, dedicated public servant. He didn't offer a whole lot for us today, and that's based by design. He didn't want to make too much news, but we want to press EPA and the White House to give us some clarity on where they're going with the rulemakings. And then, you know, the discussion about E15 and E85 and even E25, Cindy, that's such an important ingredient to helping us show the RFS is successful. I firmly believe the best way, or one of the best ways, to demonstrate to policymakers that the RFS can work and does work is to help the retailers get these higher blends, these flex fuels and E15 into the marketplace. And that's why we're bringing some retailers. And that becomes a very important part of what we talk about in Washington with everyone out there.
And we just had a session on rail transportation, which is also a huge issue that Congress is going to be involved in.
That's exactly right. We're actually trying to get some of the federal agencies that oversee rail issues, the Surface Transportation Board from a service standpoint, and then the Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration from this DOT tank car regulation standpoint to come meet with our folks as well. As was just indicated in this conference, the costs associated with this new rule on ethanol producers and other shippers could be tremendous. And so we need to have those agencies appreciate the concerns that our members have, ethanol producers and farmers and others, and we're hoping to make that a pretty big part of the fly-in, actually.
Well, Brian, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. Thank you for the great service you provide this industry. It's always good to see you, and we look forward to seeing you on the road in the days ahead.
Thanks a lot. Here at the National Ethanol Conference with Brian Jennings of the American Coalition for Ethanol, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.